Welcome to Design 30. My name is Jason Bilyeu, and in this podcast, I provide design strategies and tools to improve creativity, innovation, and overall design confidence. Today, we're going to talk about innovation versus invention, which is an interesting concept that I hadn't put a lot of thought into before. And then we are going to end with a few thoughts on despair. This is essentially taking the Design More Monday and kind of jamming it together with a Despair Last Friday. And it's all coming out on Friday. So as you're aware, the holidays have kind of put a little bit of a weird schedule to the podcast, but it will get back to the standard Design More Mondays and the Despair Less Fridays. So that is coming up, but today we're going to shove them together, and it's kind of a compressed week. It's weird having New Year's day in the middle of the week. Today felt like a Monday, even though it's a Thursday, but what can you do? Here we are. So still a podcast, still coming out this week, and I hope you guys find this conversation as interesting as I found it. This episode stems from a conversation that I had over the holiday break with some family. And this idea or these thoughts came up about what is innovation and what is invention, and how do these two concepts kind of interplay? Are they different? What do the big companies in the US today thrive on? What are they made up of? What is making them successful? And is that a good thing? Is it good to be more innovative? Is it good to be more inventive? So to start, the place to start is probably to kind of define these two different terms. You may already have an idea in your head of what the difference is, but it was something that I hadn't put a ton of thought into. And so it's something I didn't necessarily know quite how to think of them in comparison versus each other. So invention is coming up with something new, right? That seems somewhat obvious, but this could be new ideas, new technologies, maybe even new methods of doing things. So it's more about this creation of something that hasn't existed before. And then innovation is typically thought of as taking things that have already been created, taking things that have already been designed, and mashing them together potentially in new ways, using them in new ways. Maybe it's refining them, making them more user-friendly, making them more accessible, things like that. So invention or inventors create something in a lot of ways fundamentally new, and then innovation and innovators take things that already exist and use them in new ways, use them in ways that are more accessible, more usable, maybe more manufacturable, so that they can actually be used out in the world in a more applicable, functional, usable sort of way. And so in this conversation, we discussed how companies today aren't necessarily, at least one argument was that they're not that inventive. They're more just innovative. We're all just innovators. And that's something that everybody talks about, is just being innovative, which is a good thing, right? But is it as good as being inventors? And we talked about how when you are a new designer, a new engineer, joining or just starting in college, do you think of yourself more as an inventor or more as an innovator? And I think that's a good question to ask yourself. Do you look at yourself more as someone who's coming up with these brand new things, these brand new technologies? Do you want to be someone who is on that cutting edge of developing something that maybe was thought to be physically impossible? Or are you someone who's more on that innovative side, who is, you know, interested in a lot of different things, and you like new technologies, and you kind of see how people aren't optimizing technologies. They're not using them, or they're not combining them in the right ways. and you're passionate about taking those things and bringing them together and creating new products, new goods, new services that utilize technology and deliver a useful product. And so just think about that with yourself a little bit and what interests you, what you find inspiring, and what you think you're good at. And then think about some of the companies, some of the big companies in the world right now, companies like Apple, Google, Amazon, Tesla. Do you see these companies as innovators or as inventors? And the truth is, for the most part, they're a little bit of both, right? Probably lean more on the innovation side because developing new technologies is really, really difficult. But it's also really difficult to innovate. It's really difficult to innovate in manufacturing, right? To manufacture something at a large scale and make it cheap and make it reliable and make it something that is a product people love is really, really difficult. To make it something that can be delivered on time when you're building hundreds of them, thousands of them, tens of thousands, millions of this product, right? That manufacturing process is probably has to be incredibly innovative, right? So it's not to disparage one or the other, but I think it's just an interesting thought experiment. What are new inventions by some of these companies? A good example would be the iPhone by Apple. Would you say this is an invention or would you say this is an innovation? Okay. Well, they didn't necessarily develop the fundamental technology of the iPhone. They already had a touch iPod, right? They already had cameras built into that. There was already cell phones in existence. They already had computers. So was this something they invented or was it just an innovation? They took these different technologies and combined them together into a product that was incredibly useful and really just changed the market and probably changed the world. You could argue whether it's been a net good or net bad. But it's something that's definitely changed the world. And in my mind, I think of that more as an innovation since they're not actually developing or for the iPhone itself. The technology wasn't necessarily new. It was taking these different technologies and combining them in innovative ways, maybe getting innovative with the battery size and how efficient it could operate so it could last more than a few minutes. So there's still definitely some very incredible innovation, but I wouldn't necessarily say it was a new invention. However, other people would argue it's a new invention because you're taking different things, but you're combining them in a way that's never been done before. So that could be inventive in and of itself. So you kind of see where this conversation is going and where this is just an interesting kind of interplay and an interesting way of looking at technology, an interesting way of looking at the world, and also an interesting way to look at yourself and what you see yourself as an inventor or as an innovator, as both. When I look at myself, I see myself much more on the innovator side. I don't necessarily claim to be someone who's developing brand new technologies. I learned in grad school that that wasn't where I was passionate. It's not something that I wanted to become. I didn't want to be in a lab on the bench developing brand new technologies that take, you know, 10 years and you have to write a paper on it. That wasn't something that excited me. I wanted to take these new technologies, take all these cool things that other people were creating and coming up with, and figure out how to design it, integrate it, create some sort of new innovative product. How do I create something that's useful? How do I create something that other people want to use to improve their lives? And then how do you figure out how to actually manufacture it? How do you get user feedback and test it and improve it? So I feel like I'm much more on the innovator side. I want to take these technologies that already exist. People put a lot of hard work into inventing them, and I want to optimize them, improve them, combine them in new creative ways, and develop new products. So that's me. I'm really curious what other people would think they are. Do you see yourself more as an inventor, more as an innovator? So if you have an answer, you have thoughts, please reach out, comment on this video on X or YouTube or wherever you're watching it. I want to hear your thoughts on that. Now let's move to the latter half of this episode. And I just want to give a few thoughts on this idea of despair. Obviously, if you're a listener, you know the tagline is design more, despair less. So I just want to give a good definition, or what I think is a good definition of despair, and why I think you should have less of it, right? Why do I always talk about having more design and less despair in your life? So here is a definition from a book called How to Be Here by Rob Bell. I've referenced this a few times in the past, but I think he does a really good job of describing despair. So he says, "And then there's despair. While boredom can be fairly subtle and cynicism can appear quite intelligent and even funny, despair is like a dull thud in the heart. Despair says nothing that we make matters. Despair reflects a pervasive dread that it's all pointless and that we are, in the end, simply wasting our time." I think this is something that is very pervasive in our current culture. It's something that in the past I had found myself falling into, something that I'd found myself fighting. The cynicism was also a big part of it, but just this despair of like, does any of this even really matter in the end? I'm putting so much time into work and into developing new products and new ideas. But then, you know, in 1,000 years, none of this is going to exist anyways, right? In 100 years, none of us will be alive. So what does this all matter? When you can just see where this despair starts to creep, we're like, nothing I do really matters, right? And it really just saps you of your energy, saps you of that vitality in your life, and saps you of your meaning and your purpose. And so I think that is something that in a more materialistic world these days, we find ourselves fighting quite a bit. What actually matters about what we do? And I think there's a lot of different ways that you can find this. For some people, that is going to be more of a spiritual religious meaning. Other people, it's going to be perhaps more of just the impact you can have on other people. And I think in a lot of ways, they can kind of come together. You can find where they both mesh. And I think if you just look at the world, you can see that what you do, what you create, how you behave, what you design, what you put out there impacts other people. It will impact generations. It impacts your family. And it'll change the world in a way that no one else could. You have your own unique abilities, your own uniqueness that you have to offer to the world. And no one else has it. No one else is going to be able to accomplish that. No one else is going to be able to bring what you have to bring. And in that way, I think we're all kind of participating, and this is what Rob Bell would say, in this ongoing creation of the world. We all have something to give, something to make, something to offer that is going to impact the world. And each of us has to choose whether or not that will be a good impact, a big impact. But at the end of the day, we will all have that impact. So I think we have a lot more ability to change things, to make the world better, to make the people around us better, to make our families better than we realize. And that right there should be what you focus on, should be an antidote to despair in a lot of ways. So there's a lot more there. There's a lot more to unpack, but I kind of wanted to end this episode, since it is a Despair Last Friday, with just so a few thoughts on despair and why you shouldn't do it, why you should fight it. You should fight against it. We're all going to feel it at times, but it's all about pushing back, and it's all about not giving into that and just letting it envelop you. And it's about looking for ways to find meaning and purpose and know that you have meaning and purpose in your life. So that's it for this episode. Again, this is a bit of a mash together Design More Monday, Despair Less Friday. I hope you found these things interesting. Please, as always, reach out, comment on X, send a message on X or an email or on YouTube, wherever you may be watching or listening. As always, remember, design more, despair less. Thanks for watching.